गुड आफ्टरनून फ्रेंड्स, यू आर लिसनिंग टू ईबीसी रेडियो 1170 एएम, आपकी चॉइस। आई एम योर होस्ट अलका, एंड दिस सेगमेंट इज ब्रॉट टू यू बाय रॉबर्ट वुड जॉनसन बार्नबास हॉस्पिटल। टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू बी टॉकिंग टू डॉक्टर ईशान पटेल अबाउट गैस्ट्रो इंटेस्टिनल कैंसर्स, मोर स्पेसिफिकली कोलन एंड लिवर कैंसर। सो आई एम गोइंग टू टेल यू लिटिल बिट अबाउट डॉक्टर ईशान पटेल। He is a board-certified hematologist-oncologist with Robert Wood Johnson Barnabas Health Medical Group, who sees patients at the Steeplechase Cancer Center at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital, Somerset in Somerville, New Jersey. Dr. Patil specializes in malignant and benign hematology, gastrointestinal oncology, lung oncology, breast oncology, and genitourinary oncology. Dr. Patil is a graduate of the American University of Antigua College of Medicine. He completed his residency in internal medicine and his fellowship in hematology and oncology at New York Presbyterian Weill Cornell Medical Center. During his training, he served as rotating house staff of Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center and Weill Cornell Medical Center. So with that said, Dr. Patil, I welcome you on EBC Radio. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on the show. I really look forward to serving our community.
Well, that's excellent, and it is an honor is all ours, because having you all, such a, you know, highly qualified doctors to come on EBC Radio and educate our listeners, nothing better I can ask you. So it is really, thank you so much for giving your time. I know your life and your times are so, so busy taking care of the patients, you know.
No, thank you. No, there is always a time to educate our community and for better prevention of cancer.
Yes, I know prevention is very, very important, because most of the time I've heard cancer when it is like late stage, most of the time, you know, that's where the tragedy happens. But if it is detected earlier, then it is treatable.
No, definitely. A lot of the cancer, if they are detected into early stage, that can be curative. And that's where a lot of the screening tools comes handy, and it's very important to get all those screening tests done on a timely manner.
Okay. So, Doctor, now I'm going to ask you a few questions, and I want your elaborate answers on that. So why is it important for men and women to understand the importance of early detection of colon cancer?
So screening tests for colorectal cancers can improve disease prognosis if we identify those cancer in early stage. That's easier to treat if they're diagnosed at early stage, and the mortality rate is also lower. So colorectal cancer detected after symptom usually have bad prognosis, and that's why screening usually help us detect those asymptomatic patient earlier. And also with the screening, you can prevent colorectal cancer by detecting and removing those pre-malignant polyps, which is this outgrowth in your colon. We can remove that early before they progress to colorectal cancers.
Okay, that's very good to know. So at what age should individuals begin screening for colon cancer?
So by the guidelines from which in place from Preventive Service Task Force of United States, the screening should begin at age 45 in an average risk patient. Average risk patients are all of patients who does not have any family history of colon cancer or any condition that makes them more prone to get colon cancer. So for general population is at age 45. Now that being said, if you have a family member who was diagnosed, and when I say family member, it has to be a first-degree relative, like your mother, father, sibling, any of those first-degree relative diagnosed with colon cancer, your screening should be at age 40 or 10 years before the age of your first-degree relative cancer diagnosis, whichever is the earlier.
Okay, so if there is a family history, they should be taking these tests much earlier.
Yes, yes. I will say 10 years earlier than the wherever the family member was diagnosed.
So are these tests done, like how many years, like once you get it done, how often do you need to get that done?
Sure. So it depends on what you found in each test. Let's see if you got a test done, usually it's a colonoscopy for screening. Those tests, colonoscopy, they did not find anything, is good for every 10 years, you can repeat it. If they found any of the polyps, which are usually those pre-malignant condition that can lead to colorectal cancer, depends on the number of polyps and the size of polyps, you might need to repeat colonoscopy every 3 to 5 years. And there are also other tests besides colonoscopy to screen for colorectal cancer. I'm sure our listeners heard a lot about those stool testing. Basically, it's a test that they check stool for shred DNA from cancer. Those are usually good every 3 years.
So now, what are some of the symptoms of liver cancer, and are there ways to screen for liver cancer?
So unfortunately, for many patients have no symptoms related to liver cancer, especially when the tumor is early stage and the small size. Mm-hmm. Later stages, those large tumors in the liver can present with very non-specific symptoms such as mild to moderate achy pain in the upper quadrant of your belly, weight loss. It can cause at times some discomfort after you eating your meals, mm-hmm. but not much of the specific symptoms. And there are no screening tests for general population for liver cancers. But that being said, some of the high-risk populations, such as patients who has liver cirrhosis or patients who has chronic hepatitis infections, those are at high risk of getting liver cancers, and we can screen them by doing some blood test or imaging every few months.
Okay. So doctor, as you said, like liver cancer cannot be like tested regular on the regular basis, right? Unless there is some symptoms.
Right. So early stage, if it's like a small lesions, it's very hard to get detected because it does not cause much of the symptoms.
So then how can somebody take care of it? Like say, what would be the best way to see if there is a family history or... you know, it could be, many times I've also seen like people, one person gets any kind of cancer in the family. So now they get, at least for those time period, they are so scared that how can they find out if they are also, maybe because they lost that person or it was found very late age that person had cancer. So now the whole family is very scared that it could be hereditary now.
No, definitely. I think it's a very... concern every time we hear any family member diagnosed with cancer. Each cancer is different. There are few cancers that does run into more hereditary pattern. Mm-hmm. So yes, colon cancer, pancreatic cancer, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, those are definitely anybody in our family who has diagnosis with mm-hmm. those kind of cancers. We have to be more vigilant about our own self getting screening done. For breast cancer, there's mammograms. Mm-hmm. For colon cancer, we can get colonoscopy and regular pap smears for cervical cancer. So all the screening tests should be done based on the recommendation. As far as liver cancer goes, liver cancer is usually not hereditary. Those are seen mostly on a patient who has some form of liver damage that can be from heavy alcohol use, it can be fatty liver, it can be from hepatitis infection. So any of those that cause chronic liver damage are high risk of getting liver cancer. It usually does not run into family. So if you are risk from any of this, either fatty liver or alcohol damage or having hepatitis infection, then you should get screening done.
Okay. So now can you talk about the prevalence of colon and liver cancer in the South Asian population?
Oh, so there are many different cancer registry that puts all the numbers together, prevalence and incidence. It's just hard to give particular prevalence for South Asian population because data usually collected under the umbrella term of Asian Americans. Mm-hmm. But if you talk about incidence, colon cancer definitely is one of the most prevalent cancer in South Asian population. Incidence-wise, is the third most common cancer in South Asian community, mm-hmm. and the second most cause of death from the cancer type in the South Asian community.
Okay, so please, listeners, you're listening to EBC Radio, and we are in talks with Dr. Ishan Patel, who is gastrointestinal cancers and colon and liver cancer specialist. So please, everybody, take care of yourself and get your screenings done. Look, check your, go and see your general doctors, and whatever they advise, please go for your regular checkup and regular routine test, whatever is required, because that is going to prevent all these chronic diseases earlier and which can be treatable. So again, doctor, now what makes the Staple Chase Cancer Center at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital, Somerset, the right choice for cancer care? Is it the expertise, the facility, or both?
So the Staple Chase Cancer Center here in Somerset has all the resources you need to treat cancer. Here we have a multidisciplinary team of experts that includes oncology surgeons, medical oncologists, radiation doctors, and a very compassionate staff, including the nursing staff and my office staff. We provide state-of-art care to our cancer patients because they are very vulnerable and they need all the help they can. Our staff makes patients feel very motivated and supportive throughout the process. We have a lot of different dedicated resources for our cancer patients, such as social worker, genetic counseling, dietitian. We also have cool cap therapy to prevent hair loss from chemo. Mm-hmm. And again, we are giving precision cancer care to our community along with partnership from Rutgers Cancer Institute right here next to their house.
Okay, that is fantastic. So, doctor, now tell me, why should listeners seek cancer care at an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center like Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey in partnership with Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in Somerset?
So, NCI designation is given to those institutions based on their outstanding standard of research, cancer treatments, and also how much they are involved in the prevention and education for the cancer care, which is very important. All those components are important, giving a very precision cancer treatment to the patients. NCI designation also provides evidence-based care and a personalized cancer care. At comprehensive cancer centers such as Steeplechase, we provide treatment of cancer to our patient based on their genetic mutations or characteristic of cancer cells. So it's a very personalized treatment to their cancer. And NCI-designated center also helps provide more and more new innovative treatments, also participation into clinical trials, which is a very important and a cornerstone to enhance the cancer treatments and outcomes.
Well, so doctor, now can you give our listeners some contact information in case after listening to you, somebody has some questions or they want to reach out to the hospital? How can they do that?
Sure. So we are, I practice at Robert Wood Johnson in Somerset campus, which is on Rehill Avenue. Our office address is 30 Rehill Avenue in Somerville, New Jersey. And the office number is 908-927-8702. And we are right next to Robert Wood Johnson Somerset Hospital, the building called Staple Chase Cancer Center.
So, well, listeners, you heard Dr. Ishan Patel. Again, he is going to probably visit to us on the radio again and give you a lot more information and educate you all. So, doctor, I want to ask you some last tips if you can give to our listeners. How can they keep, what they should do to prevent this?
Sure. So, I think, as I said, the important part is always your primary doctors are your key role. You should always continue getting your annuals done. You should go to doctor once a year at least. If you have other comorbidities, maybe more frequent. But every year, you should get blood work done, thorough history and physical done with your primary care doctors. You should get age-appropriate screening. That being said, for men, is usually colonoscopy after age of 45. For female, that includes colonoscopy, mammograms, and pap smears. Also, every year, if you have any new symptoms, you should definitely bring it to your doctor's attention. Few things that to look for specifically for any kind of cancer is weight loss. You should always get into habit of weighing yourself at least every month. If there is a weight loss that you're not trying to lose weight, is an unintentional weight loss, 10 pounds or more in few months, which is not healthy, you should definitely bring to your doctor's attention. Also, always get into habit of make sure you check your stool. If your stool changing any color, if it's a darker stool, or if you're getting any new signs of constipation or diarrhea, anything that is out of your normal routine, you should definitely be vigilant and bring to your doctor's attention. Seeing doctor once a year is definitely key for annual, and get your screenings done.
Thank you so much, doctor, for giving us such a great information. And I'm sure a lot of them must have taken good information from EBC Radio through you. So I thank you again and looking forward to speaking to you more in future.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And definitely let me know any way I can help to our community. I'm looking forward for many more programs and educate our listeners.
Sure. Thank you so much.